call me a poet is a bit of a stretch. I just like to write things that sometimes look like poems or sound like poems or appear like poems. There's a great period of time where I played around with visual poetry a lot, and a lot of it appears in a book called Paint Me a Picture, Make Me a Poem. I guess influenced by Kenneth Patchen more than anyone else, who did a lot in that vein. Everybody wants to be a poet. I've got a surefire way for everyone here to become a poet. This is a little essay called Picture the Poem. You can see the typography and everything is kind of emphasized. But this is, I don't have videos to sell and all that kind of stuff. But this is an infomercial for poetry, I guess. Picture the Poem. Poetry is easily ignored. Poetry is frequently feared among men, especially young men who are not about to yield to anything, especially the poem. Old men are not afraid of poetry. Old men mostly speak poetry. The older men get, the better their poetry becomes. Old men rise early in darkness, wait for the day, walk to the corner for the newspaper, and say to the vendor jokingly, "Well, maybe this will be the last winter I'll have to shovel the walks." Now that is a poem. In an imperfect world, we ask, what is poetry? I will get to that. Surely, though, winter is a poem, and so are old men. Old men are very vulnerable. They are close to the end. They are afraid, and mix that with snow, and that makes poetry. Young men are not afraid of that. They are not afraid of the end. That's not going far enough. Young men are invincible. Young men drive motorcycles, start brawls, race cars, break laws, fight bulls, get drunk, chase girls, hunt animals, win medals. They go off to wars to fight to win, but sometimes lose heroically. But they are not afraid to die, especially in spring. But they are afraid of poetry. What has this got to do with making a poem? Everything. Everything. All women are naturally wired for poetics. When they do not speak poetry, they feel it, because women really watch the time go by. "Do I look any older today?" she asks. Woman, a net as big as the sea, all her images preserve love. All children are poems, in action and words, child swinging, child climbing, child running, child laughing, child crying, equals poem. "How come the moon's a hole in the sky?" equals poem. Summary so far, what is a poem? A woman, a child, an old man, so far. But so is the sun a poem, and so is the moon, the stars, the flowers, the animals, the birds, trees, snow, wind, what have you, what moves you, that certainly is a poem. Is a city a poem? Yes, a city is a poem. Is a machine a poem? Yes, a machine is a poem. Is a fireman a poem? Yes, indeed, a fireman is a poem. So is a policeman, an old soldier, a milkman, a butcher, an Indian, a shoemaker, a bus driver, a railroad engineer, a cowboy, a steeplejack, sailor, punch press operator, mailman, carpenter, any man who makes music, an artist, a poet. Well, what about a vice president in charge of central distribution of the 3rd District of the Southwestern Regional Office? He made at least one too many bargains. No, I'm afraid he seems too far removed from the poem. What about a politician? Yes, politicians are among the very best of poems. Mayors of great cities, for example, are even bigger than mere poems. They are sagas, they are epics, they are legends. 2 performances nightly, razzle-dazzle, enough for everyone. How about young, those hippie-type people? Yes, definitely. They're dressed as poetry, they wear their hair in poetry, they speak in poetry, and demand of life that it be nothing less than poetry, pure and simple. What's more, their style inspires imitation, and if any one person can make another person feel just a little more alive, that is poetry at work. The purpose of poetry is liberation. The poet is out to free himself through words. After the poetic revolution, people will finally relate to the quality of life in all things. What is a poem? Delicately handled dynamite. How do you make a poem? just words to begin with. A simple recipe. Take an old newspaper, skim through the major and minor headlines, the ads, the women pages, the comics, the sports section, travel, business, society, and obits. Watch for the good words. Words like squeeze, winter, strawberries. Watch for groups of words like on Clark Street, USA, across the land, if a child could design a playground. Ah, where are the rebels of yesteryear? Cut these words out. Mix them freely together. Arrange them on paper, making all kinds of poems that then paste them down permanently to make your poem stick. And somewhere in the midst of the making will come the joy. And somewhere in the midst of joy will come the realization that an artist can try anything. Poetry cannot be ignored. And look, it's snowing.